like to thank the media for coming out here. This is the first press conference we're having live, and we've just completed the Goody's Cool Orange 500 at Martinsville Speedway, and I'm proud to announce that Triple VS Motorsports has recorded its first top 10 finish, and that was myself in the number 76 SpongeBob SquarePants Nickelodeon Dodge Charger, and SoCalMan brought the number 45 Adam Petty Memorial car in a very solid 18th place after starting 19th. I started 25th, so it was a big accomplishment, you know, personally, to be able to get a top 10 finish. And, you know, I didn't know how long it would take when we started the team up to accomplish something like that in the Cup Series. But I definitely have to thank my teammate SoCalMan, who has been a great teammate. He's brought the engine program up to a very competitive level already, and you know, his results unfortunately haven't been reflective of how well he's drove, and he's had two random disconnects, one of them with the EA Sports and the great servers that EA has provided us actually stopped scoring him, so that was one screw over. And then the second was a very fluke thing, is he had a storm out there in California and actually knocked his power out during the race. So those are two bad finishes right off the bat that has made his finishes not look as good as they could have been. And it's unfortunate, and it's definitely a bummer for not only the team, but just knowing how much he has helped me, and then he's not getting the results that he deserves. So I definitely have to thank him for his assistance in the setups, his help on the track, and his patience with during our practice sessions. This is the first time I've come out on a lot of these tracks that I've even raced against anybody, so it's not an easy transition, and the short tracks have definitely treated me well, though, I will say, and that goes back to Bristol as well last week, or a few weeks ago, whenever it was. It was pretty tough at first, you know, I definitely got into the wall a few times, some major contact, and my car was pretty beat up at that point, but the cool thing was that we were running third on track B out of 14, and at the time of my engine blowing, which was unfortunately a rookie mistake, as I believe after a restart I didn't shift up to fourth gear, so very stupid way to lose an engine, but at the same time it was cool that we were running competitively. You know, had I stayed up there, we were probably looking at, you know, at least a top 12 finish, more than likely in the top 10 again, but unfortunately we weren't able to maintain, and rookie mistakes can cost you, and at least I learned to check my gauges more frequently, and believe me, I did that at Martinsville, so that was one cool thing that came out of that. I'll open up the questions to the media, and we'll go.
How do you feel about the state of your team right now?
Well, I'm actually pretty happy with it. Right now, we're still just a two-car operation, and we definitely still are looking into the options of potential expansion. There are several free agents out there, and it's definitely something that has crossed our mind. First, I'll just state on the progress of our team in general, and, you know, right now I'm sitting in 18th place, gained 5 positions from last week, and tied for 17th, actually, with Kapalua, who is dominating the Nationwide Series right now. So, I mean, the guy is, you know, an elite talent in this league. So even though I know he had a fluky disconnection at one point, and that's one of the only reasons he's down near my area, you know, in 17th place, it's still pretty cool that I'm tied with somebody like that, given when I came into the league last year towards the end, we were looking at maybe doing the final two races, but we knew we weren't going to be prepared. You know, I wasn't going to be prepared. At that point, we were just forming the beginning of the team's operations, and we had no teammates and no, you know, nobody to work with the engines and the setups, so it would have been a lost cause in all likelihood. It would have been good to get track time, as it's not like, you know, when I came in and started this year, I was dominating or anything like that, but I definitely can tell you that waiting through the off season and starting this year probably helped us, and finding a teammate like SoCalMan, it was a diamond in the rough find. You know, just sent out a few messages on some message boards that were starting a team for the Enough Racing League, and a little bit of background on the league, a little bit of background of was trying to do as a team owner, but you know, you hit or miss on some of these guys. You know, we had SoCal Man worked out the best possible way I could have asked for. However, we did hire Champas here, 42, to be a member of the team. We had one practice session with him, and to me, it was just not a good fit for our team. Just the way he raced, he pretty much is just ultra relentless. Didn't really race respectfully, and that's not what we're looking for. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you can be a first place talent week in and week out, but if you're not going to race with respect, and you know, if you're lapped, get out of the way, the leaders, things like that. If you're not going to do that kind of stuff, that's not what I want as a team owner to be representing. But anyhow, on to the third card. There are two, I would say there may be two people on the free agent list we'd look at this point. And I think most people would be surprised. It's not like, I can't say that we're really looking for people who are scoring high in the standings or anything like that. That's not what we're looking for. I mean, I guess that would be an added bonus, but you know, if I'm looking at the priorities of our team and the things that I'm looking for in a driver, it would be simply commitment. The fact that they're on the track and running as many laps as they can, whether they're in first or whether they're in last. You know, we don't want, one thing I don't want is people who are like, oh, I'm doing bad, I quit, and then leave. You know, that's totally against what we're doing here. And so people who are out there trying, I definitely take notice as an owner and believe that they could be helpful for the team. And not to mention the fact that, you know, I feel like I really benefit from SoCal Man. I obviously do. And I feel very fortunate to have been put in a position where I formed a team and found a person like him who has come in and really helped me gain experience and finish in the upper third, you know, this past race. That's something I would not have been able to do without his help. You know, 100% wouldn't have been able to do that. So I feel that if there are people out there who really try and want to be good, but might be limited by the same limitations that I could have had I not found SoCal Man, equipment and engines and all that stuff, then I feel like it's my duty to give back what I have received from SoCal Man. And if we can bring somebody else aboard who might have just that missing piece and has the commitment, you know, it's definitely something we're looking into. Okay, next question.
What made you choose SpongeBob as your sprint cup sponsor?
Well, because I like SpongeBob. Next. Well, I guess I'll just say that it was a race totally a survival. There were plenty of chances for me to wreck the car. And, I mean, it was beat up, as was mostly everyone's. But for the most part, there were about two or three wrecks that were right in front of me that I avoided major contact with that could have been race-ending for us. One time I got through the skirmish, but somebody else in an evasive action, you know, swerved to where I was, and I got spun for that. But other than that, you know, and with the exception also late in the race, I believe it was Red-Eyed Tiger, he spun to the inside of the turn, and after passing him once, you know, should have stayed high, because I did hit him pretty good that time. Luckily, we both were able to stay in the race after that point, you know, get after the caution, getting through pit road, making some, repairing the damage as well as possible, so we were able to do all that, which was a cool. But you know, the avoiding the accidents is really, from what I've gathered through my relatively short career thus far, is, you know, the main thing that'll get you finishing high in the standings. Because people have engine failure. I know I've done that several times. You know, people crash, people get damaged, or it's going to keep them laps down by the end of the race because they're so far off the pace. That, you know, if you keep your car clean, keep it off the wall, which is something I also struggled with through most of my nationwide and truck races and even Sprint Cup races till now, you really put yourself in a position to get yourself much higher in the standings than you may be otherwise. You don't have to, and that's the key. Even if I had started last year when I was in a position where I wouldn't have had setups and stuff, as long as you would keep your car clean, you're going to beat the people who wreck out and the people who get their car in trouble. So, you know, it's interesting that it's more even of a playing field than you may think. You may not be up there finishing the top 10, but you're getting solid 20 place finishes. That's not too bad. And I'm just proud also of the fact that both of our cars right now are sitting in the top 35 in owner points, so we're guaranteed spots in the races. I'll say a few races ago at Bristol, my qualifying effort was very poor. We ended up 42nd on the grid as far as qualifying times, but the problem was the 43rd person was Dart88, who had won Track C, so he was guaranteed a spot, so we were the first provisional spot if anybody wouldn't show up. Now, obviously, we were able to race, but you know that cut it very close to missing out on a race, so being in the top 35 and knowing that qualifying is not do or die is a much better feeling than going into the pre-qualifying session pretty much like, oh geez, am I going to make it? Oh geez, I may not make it, blah blah blah. But it's good that won't be the case anymore. And the final thing is, I guess we'll both be racing on Wednesday at Darlington and in the Nationwide Series, and we'll definitely see how that goes. I'll say I have no experience at Darlington. When I used to play against the computers, I usually was in the truck series, so I never got to do Darlington. So it's going to be a rough night of practice, I can tell you that. Wednesday, I'm sure, will be rough as well, but we'll see what it brings us. We'll see what we can do with the setups and see if we can get out there and get ourselves a nice top five finish or something like that. It'll be fun. And also, I want to announce one more thing about SoCal Man. He may be missing some of the Saturday races coming up because he actually got an invite to drive a truck at a track in Southern California. So he'll be out doing some real racing while we're doing our cyber racing, which, hey, cyber racing is cool too, but, you know, definitely a big congratulations on behalf of Triple BS Motorsports for him getting the invite to have that awesome opportunity to drive a truck at a short track in Southern California. So with that, I guess I'm done with this press conference, and thank you guys for coming.